You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Amanda Reddick. I'm a mother, a grandmother. My work, I guess some of the work that I do is with the municipality. I work as a community developer for youth. But I also do a lot of community work outside of that work that's specific to thinking about race and race relations, internalized and external racism, the impact of those things, and the trauma also of how do we negotiate space? How do we create spaces that are safe so that when we're all in them together and having conversations that are sometimes really difficult to be in, how can we make sure that we're still loving and caring and nurturing and that we're learning from each other? So diversity and inclusion and depths and the height and the depth of that conversation basically is kind of like a dialogue facilitator. The Black Cultural Center, I've done a lot of projects with them as well. So I know that often whenever there's something that's happening here, it's very well thought out and well intentioned. And that it brings community together. I know it has a history and a passion of bringing Black community together. And just community in general, like the wider community. But today I'm here because I heard that my friend was playing and singing, Kristen Olivia, and I definitely wanted to just come and support and see her and see community members that I haven't seen for a while, because I've recently moved, so I don't see everyone as much as I used to. So, yeah, I used to live in Dartmouth, so. I think it's a very important organization, not just for Black community, I think for every community, because when we're talking about history, we're often we're still sometimes segregating Black history from general history, and often because it's very hard to talk about the history of African Canadians here, and in particular African Nova Scotian community, because there is so much colonialized racism and the impact of enslavement and the because a lot of that, the impacts of racism have continued and still sustain themselves throughout the systems and the institutions, it's very difficult to take up that kind of space often in conversations and to think about how are we progressing? Are the opportunities available? What does history say about how things were? And is it predicting how things are going? So how far have we come, and how much further do we need to come, and what kind of dialogue do we need to be in to talk about it? But the Black Culture Center has really, really been magnificent at capturing a really good snapshot of African Nova Scotian history in terms of how did we get here, first of all, 500 years ago. what has happened? What was that point of impact, even? Where were we in community? Like, literally, geographically, sort of thrown out amongst and throughout the province in very isolated communities to live or die basically on our own. And so what does that mean in terms of coming back together? It really, for me, it symbolizes resilience as an African Canadian, as a person of African descent, African heritage, that we have a resilience and we continue to sort of keep loving and thriving and creating opportunities, not just for ourselves, but for other people to come in to the understanding of where we've been and where we've come from and where we want to go, so that we can get there together as community, as a large global community.
What mean for you celebrating 150 Canada?
It's complicated. It brings up many, many things. I actually, this year, I love Canada too. Because I also share some indigenous ancestry as well as African ancestry, I realize that there's lots to celebrate, and it's also an opportunity to open up more conversation because Canada is older than 150 years. Because, I mean, if you think about it, even inside the doors of the Black Culture Center, there's historical information that dates back to 500 years. So it's like, it's a little confusing to celebrate 150 years when, you know, we're standing here and it's like, but we've been here for 500. And also our First Nations brothers and sisters have been here even longer than 500 years. They were the first. And then to think about, what is that landscape looking like now in terms of that conversation? So while I love Canada, I'm also hopeful that in the spaces that are created to talk about and celebrate what's beautiful about Canada, I'm hoping that celebration continues to include being really transparent and honest and engaging in those difficult things around, yeah, we're older than that. And what does it mean that we've decided to take 350 years out of that conversation? What was involved in those 350 prior years for the communities that were here? So, yeah, it's complicated.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.